Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
We're ghost hunting for Kelly today, and we tracked down Brandon. Got to talk to him. She and Brandon met at a party last October, and she thought he was really cute. Now, she's out of her relationship and was wondering if he was out of his. But we just confirmed Brandon's got a girlfriend, but he seemed oddly open to getting Kelly's number or giving her his information, which I thought was skeevy. Kelly, were you listening to all that?
I was, yeah.
So what do you think?
I mean, I know you guys were super offended by it, but I guess I would still be okay giving him a call and just, you know. I mean, I understand he has a girlfriend and everything, and I'm not going to mess with that. It wouldn't be a cheating thing. I feel like there's this, like, gnawing thing in my mind that it would just be good to just, like, see him once more and to just, like, get it out of my head, I guess.
I feel like this is going down such a slippery slope.
No. I don't mean, no, I really, I just feel like, you know, a coffee wouldn't hurt anyone, and it would just kind of, like, put closure in my mind. And I don't know, maybe that, like, comfortability that I felt maybe meant that we're just meant to be friends, and he's, you know, a good person to have in my life. Like, I don't know what to make of it. I just know there's a reason I haven't been able to stop thinking about him. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm not gonna mess with his current relationship, but at the same time, like, he's open to a friendship, so he must have felt some sort of connection. So
he's not open.
Like,
hold on. No, stop. That's not necessarily being open to a relationship. That's just a guy thing. Like, a guy will flirt with and engage with another woman, right? If just to see if he can do it, just for fun.
For sport?
For sport. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't know what you're saying. We're women.
like she's thinking, like, oh, maybe he just wants to be friends. Guys don't, I don't know any guys who operate that way.
Who just, like, want to be friends with girls that are total strangers that they had a connection with at a party.
Right, when they're in a current relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why does he even admit to you guys that he had a girlfriend if all he was looking for was, like, a hookup or a flirt or something?
That's a good point.
He easily said no.
That's a good point. He acknowledged his relationship, but then he still wanted to get your info. And he said that he wasn't on the radio in Savannah, so she would never hear it.
And hold on. He acknowledged the relationship before he was 100% sure of why we were calling.
Right.
Okay. I guess, but I don't know.
Well, Kelly, come on. The friendship thing that you're reaching out for our friendship is a little bit like BS.
Right.
Well, yeah, but I also feel like maybe it'll just kind of, like, put this to sleep in my mind. I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I'm not gonna hurt his relationship. I don't want to, you know, I don't want you guys judging me, but I just feel like there's some loose end there, and I just want to explored, I guess, and just, I mean, I just don't feel like a conversation or a coffee is going to hurt anyone.
I will put it in your hands, Jen. Do you want to give her his phone number?
No.
Or no?
No, I'm not. I feel skeevy.
You guys, really, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I'm going to be in the area anyway, and I don't even live down the, you know, there, so it won't be a problem, an ongoing thing. It'll just be kind of a reconnection, you know? With someone that you had a really nice conversation with and, you know, felt like it was kind of special. Who knows?
Devil's advocate, Jen. If it was two people with no romantic interest, like two people of the same sex who were just like, hey, I met this girl and she was really awesome and I want to go.
But there is romantic interest.
I know.
There is, but, I mean, he's taken and he's happy, so, you know, so I guess it's just you know, a one-way interest. And for me, I mean, honestly, it was still just one night. So it's not like I'm going to, you know, thinking I'm running off and marrying this person. I just want to, you know, kind of reconnect, I guess, because we did. It's strange to have, you know, an amazing evening with someone and just feel that kind of connection and then just have them, like, disappear from your life, you know?
The only reason I say give her the information is because you're going to get an email every day for the rest of your life until you do it. She's not going to give up.
It's 100% up to you, and we got to make the decision right now.
Not up to me.
Well, then, I am tenacious. She's right about the emailing.
How do we decide? Like, he said it's cool to give. She wants it.
But it's not cool.
Is it our place to determine what's cool and what's not cool? We can't, like, we are not judge and jury.
I think what we need to do is get our listeners' opinion, because the phones right now, they're ringing like crazy. So let's take 3 minutes. We're going to talk to you. We're going to get your feedback, and you can help us decide what to do.
Because passing the buck.
Yes.
Yes.
Because Jeff and I can't decide on our own. We need your help. 404-741-9400.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.